Here to tell us more about the Highmark Caring Place, its director is on the line with us from Pittsburgh, Therese Vorchek. Good morning and welcome, Therese.
Good morning, Brenda.
The holidays, everyone does think of all the hustle and bustle of the holidays, and we forget that in many cases there are families that are struggling with a loss throughout the year, and the holidays may not be such a happy time of year for them, especially if they have little ones that are facing it. And Therese, could you please tell us a little bit about the Caring Place and who you serve?
Sure. The Highmark Caring Place is a program for kids and adolescents and their families who have unfortunately had a parent die or a sibling, a grandparent, a step-parent, aunt or uncle, any loved one, family member who has died in their life. We provide support programs for those kids and their families.
So how did the Caring Place come about?
Well, the Caring Place started back in 1996 in Pittsburgh. And it actually started out of the personal tragedy of the executive director of the Caring Foundation at that time. His stepson had died, and he had a young son at home who was grieving the death of his stepbrother. And through his own personal tragedy, he realized that there were not any services really in the area for kids. There was support services for grieving adults, but really not so much for kids. And so he began the Caring Place.
Now, you're based out of Pittsburgh, but we also have a Highmark Caring Place here in Erie.
That's true. The Caring Place actually has four facilities throughout Pennsylvania. And as we said, we started in Pittsburgh, and then we were fortunate enough to be able to come to Erie in 2001. So we've been there for over 14 years in Erie, and we also have facilities in Harrisburg, and we have a second facility we open in the Pittsburgh area, actually in Cranberry. We opened that in 2009.
And to use the services for the Highmark Caring Place, do you have to have any particular insurance?
Actually, the Caring Place is fortunately a community service open to anybody in the community. Although we get a major part of our funding from Highmark, we are not specific to Highmark subscribers, and so we are open to anybody in the community whose family has had a child who's had somebody close to them die. And the wonderful thing about the program, and thanks to Highmark's support, we're able to offer all of our programming at no cost to anybody in the community who is in need.
Wow, that is really wonderful. So how does someone go about getting in contact with you, and then what happens once they do contact you?
So if somebody is in need of our services, basically what they do is give us a call. They can find our number on our website at highmarkcaringplace.com, and they can call in to our Erie facility. And what they'll do is they'll talk to one of our staff, one of our child grief specialists, and that person will really walk them through the process of coming to the Caring Place program. Because there is a couple of steps that they have to follow, but our staff will walk them through that whole process. And actually, from that very first phone call, we become a support to that family and help them from that first connection in helping them deal with whatever their family is going through in relation to the death.
And do you have to go to a particular place, or is some support given at home?
Actually, all of our programming is offered at our Caring Place facilities. The family will come to the Caring Place to receive the support that we offer, which is basically in the form of what we call a peer support group. So the kids and the families will come to the Caring Place, and they'll be together with other families and other kids their age who, again, have had somebody in their family die, and the kids will work with other kids their age. So we have, you know, elementary school kids paired with other elementary school kids, and teenagers are with other teens, and they can talk with each other. And we have a variety of activities that we do with the kids to help them be able to really express their feelings and to share memories of the person who died. Because it's really important for them to be able to talk about what's happened and to be able to share what's going on in their life since the death.
It must be very hard, obviously, because depending upon the age of the child, or especially adolescents, you know, it could go either way. They sometimes can express things very easily, and other times do you find they suppress it? And then do you have other ways to try to help coax them to start that healing process?
Yeah, Retta, that's absolutely true, especially as you mentioned with the adolescents. It's funny that you mentioned that, because what we find at the Caring Place is, not surprisingly, the teens are actually the most resistant to coming to the program.
Right.
And yet what we find is once they start coming, you know, we often will tell the adults in the family, you know, if you can just get them to come once or twice, you know, we often find that once they come, the teens are actually the most consistent in coming, because once they find that group of peers who really get it. You know, imagine being a 17-year-old who has lost their mom, and, you know, their friends don't get it. You know, unless you've really gone through something like this, you don't understand what it feels like. You don't understand what it means not to have your mom there anymore.
Right.
And, you know, so when you can look across the table and say to somebody your own age, you know, say to another 16 or 17-year-old, you know, I cried myself to sleep last night because I really miss my mom. It's the first day of school, and we typically would have gone out school shopping, and, you know, we had a tradition to go out and get coffee in that morning, and now that's all gone. And, you know, that person across the table really gets it and really gets what that means not to have mom there anymore. That's really powerful for these kids.
And along with the peer support, are there also counselors available?
We don't run a counseling program per se. It's all support groups. It's actually volunteer run. So even though our staff are all master's level and above in counseling and psychology and social work and those types of fields, working with the kids directly are actually trained volunteers who the Caring Place staff train, and the volunteers are working with the kids in support groups. So it's not technically counseling that we provide.
I see. And if you were a parent or a loved one, are there some signs that you should watch for? Let's say if the little one or the teen is saying, I'm fine, or, you know, they seem like they're going through their daily activity. Clearly, it can't be normal when you've lost someone in your family. So are there some things that you should watch for to reach out for help? Or do you recommend really anyone who's faced that loss, why not just get that help? And, you know, it can only help.
That's actually the point of view that I take. You know, the grief is enough. We don't need to look for other signs and symptoms. When a child loses a parent or a sibling, that's, you know, their world is really turned upside down. So many things change, and it's a very difficult time for them. So what I would recommend is, you know, if that's happened in your family, have the adult call our facility and talk with one of our child grief specialists. And that's, you know, they can kind of walk you through that process of saying, you know, is this the appropriate program for you and your family? In terms of specific signs and symptoms that you might want to really pay attention to, you know, oftentimes kids will start to withdraw from their peers. You might see a drop in grades. Their mood might change, or they might be, I don't want to say depressed in the clinical sense, but you might see them, you know, sad more often. More anxiety. You know, it's hard for kids who have had somebody die, especially if it's a parent. You know, if dad dies, then they start thinking, well, what's going to happen if mom dies?
Right.
You know, then they've lost both of their parents, and that becomes a real reality to them. So it's not unusual to see a lot more anxiety after the death in a family. I think it's really important for people to understand that it's a misconception that kids just get over things or just get over the death of a family member quickly. We often will say, you know, kids are resilient, they bounce back quickly. And, you know, it's really important to understand that's not true. The children will deal with that death and have to cope with that death for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And so families will come very quickly after the death, you know, sometimes within a couple of weeks to a couple of months. And then sometimes, you know, families, it'll be a year or two later when, you know, all of a sudden their child is starting to struggle for a variety of reasons. So, yeah, we don't put any time limit on when the death happened and when a family can come to our program. You know, I've actually been talking so much about the kids. I did want listeners to understand it is a family program. So while our focus is on the kids, the adults come as well, and we provide support groups for the adults in addition to the kids. So it's, you know, it is a comprehensive family program where the adults can get support as well.
Terrific. And to get more information on this, again, your website is the best place?
Absolutely. Our website, again, it's highmarkcaringplace.com. Not only can you find contact information where you can give us a call and we can give you more information specific to your family about the program, but we also have a lot of really good information on there for families who are grieving, ways to help their children themselves within the families, ways to help the family during the holidays, which are coming up. And for educators and other professionals who are working with children, there's some really good resources on there.
That's terrific, because I say this when we talk about, you know, grieving families and grieving, you as a friend or an extended family member never really know what to say. And are there some suggestions there on how loved ones can help?
Absolutely. There's some really good resources, again, on our website. about how to support somebody you know who's going through this. And I will say to that point, you know, we focus so much on what do I say? And it really is more about being there. I know that sounds so simplistic, but oftentimes people won't remember what you say to them, but what they will remember is that you were there and that you listened. You know, after the first couple of weeks, we hear all the time, you know, people will fade away kind of into the background, but the grief goes on. And so what I will say is don't worry about what you say. Just be there. Just make that phone call and say, how are you today? And then listen to the response. Really listen and let them talk as often as they need to about what's happening.
Your website again to get the information
is HighmarkCaringPlace.com.
HighmarkCaringPlace.com. Thank you so much for your time today. The director of the Highmark Caring Place, Therese Voracek.
Thank you, Brenda. It was a pleasure.